Okay, let's get going. Today's challenge that we're going to deal with during the busy work days and general days that we have is davening mincha. Very good. Why didn't I say shachris and why didn't I say maariv? Because you're very good. So we're going to talk today. I'll explain why, but it may be obvious. We're going to talk about what mincha, davening mincha. Now, we're not going to talk today about making minyan for mincha. That could be next week. Somebody's in the workplace. Do you actually have to find a minyan for mincha, head out during the work day? Is that a requirement? Is that prohibited to do because somebody's on salary? We're just going to simply talk about the proper time and how to remember to daven mincha while at the workplace. Now, interestingly, when it comes to mincha, if you speak to anyone who has worked in a stressful work environment, secular work environment, everyone's got a mincha story, right? You guys all probably have your own mincha stories. How did I make it? Almost missed it. What happened? The reminder, why it was so stressful. I'm just going to go through a few of them. I had to actually trim back the list of mincha stories that I collected at some point. I sent out an email once to about 40 people, and I got a lot of responses as to people's mincha stories. One person said, every day almost, mincha's got a story. So it goes like this. There was a prominent Rav, world-renowned Rav, actually. He was initially an attorney. First day of work, he's heading out, and his father tells him, Beryl, don't forget to daven mincha. Beryl had no clue why his father was telling this. Of course he's not going to forget to daven mincha. Working hard, first day on the job, really busy, day goes by, comes on home, he forgot to daven mincha. Too intense. He could not believe that he forgot to daven mincha. Another funny story. there's a guy I know, we'll call him Chaim in Los Angeles. He told me that he was once in a, he was a high-powered accountant, and he was at somebody's office, and the meeting was going much longer than he expected, and he's looking at his watch, he knows what time Shkia is, he knows what time Sunset is, after Davin Mincha, after Davin Mincha, and it's just schlepping and schlepping and schlepping. And at a certain point, he thought he'd be home and go to shul. At a certain point, he had to excuse himself, and he told his clients, he said, okay, I need, well, he didn't ask permission, I need to step out for a little bit, I need to pray the afternoon prayer. So his client asks him, do you need a phone wire? So Chaim is wondering, and he asks him, why would I need a phone wire? Why are you offering me a phone wire? He says, because sometimes I meet with this Chabad Jew, and whenever he has to pray, he asks me for a phone wire that he wraps around himself. As a gartel. So Chaim says, no, I'm okay without the without that, I'm okay, no problem. Okay, another story. This is a little bit bizarre and gory, this story. I was once giving a talk on this here in Yeshiva, and we had a doctor from England who said, you know, it happened to me once when he was a resident that he was assisting in an amputation of a leg. And he remembered that it was time for mincha, the end time of mincha. And he had a mask on. And he wasn't doing the amputation, he was assisting. And he said, okay, you know, I'm pretty inactive at this point, let me just daven mincha as I'm holding the leg. Now, I'm not endorsing that, but that is a story that I have on tape, should anyone desire to hear it. Okay, so we'll get into some more stories a little bit later, Amir Tzashem. But the Gemara in Brachos, Vava Mebeis, tells us, Gori. Yeah. The Gemara in Brachos, Vava Mebeis, tells us as follows, that Mincha is the time that we have a tremendous opportunity to have our tefillas, our davening answered. It says like this, La'olam ye'adam zarev tefillas mincha. We have to be very careful to daven tefillas mincha at its proper time. Sharei Eliyahu lo nerne ele b'tefillas mincha. Eliyahu Anavi was answered during tefillas mincha. What is that? Anyone familiar with the story? Eliyahu, verses 450, false prophets, idolaters, worshipping the Baal of Odazar, right? What happened?
Fire came down.
So Eliyahu says to the group of 450, choose yourself an animal. I'll take an animal. Talk about a misbalanced game right there. So you guys start. They're davening from morning till, not davening, they're They're shouting to their Avodah Zarah from morning all the way into the afternoon. They're dancing. They're cutting themselves. That was a form of their Avodah Zarah. Nothing doing. Eliyahu says to them, maybe he's just asleep, your Avodah Zarah. Maybe he went to the bathroom or something, so he's not hearing you. That's what the Navi says. So Eliyahu says, okay, my turn. So Eliyahu says, okay, my turn during the time of Mincha. And what does he do? He cuts up his korban. He sets it up. He says, bring on a ton of water. He builds a moat, like a ditch around it. And he says, pour water on top. Pour on, and it fills up the ditch around it. Eliyahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. And indeed, during the time of Mincha, right at that time, Eliyahu was indeed answered. A fire came from heaven, engulfs his entire korban, all the water, and that's it. Game is over. So the Gemara tells us that Mincha is a special time that we have our tefillahs answered. It continues and says, Shacharis is easy. We know when you daven Shacharis. When you wake up in the morning, go daven Shacharis before you get involved in a busy day. Maariv, easy. You daven at the end of the day after all the things that you've gone through, the workplace issues, the whatever we do during the day. At the end of the day, nighttime, time for Maariv. Okay, but, says the Gemara, Aval shel Mincha, when it comes to Mincha, that it's in the middle of the day, you're involved in everything that you're involved in. Tzarich, 2 points, the Gemara says. Number one, tzarich lasuma libo, you got to pay attention, I need a daven. First, you got to realize, I need to daven. That's point number one. And number two, the Gemara says, v'lifnos mikol asakav. And number two is you actually have to go daven. You have to remember, and then you got to go do it. It's not enough to remember. You actually got to go do it, and you're never going to go do it unless you remember to do it, okay? So we got to do both of those points. It's got to register, and then we got to actually go and daven Mincha. If you do this, our schar is tremendous. Okay, what I want to talk about now is introduce certain concepts when it comes to the Mincha, because we're going to talk a lot about the Zman, proper Zman to daven Mincha. Who knows what Shod Zmanios are? Shod Zmanios. Yeah, tell me out. Halachic hours, which means that we take the day, it's not 60-minute hours, not necessarily 60-minute hours. Our hours, when we're computing a lot of things in Judaism, all the things, is Zman Kriyat Shema, when do I have to finish Shmush Kriyat Shema? By the fourth hour, my davening, by the third hour, excuse me, Kriyat Shema is by the third hour, during my davening, Shacharis by the fourth hour. All that is not, when I say third hour, fourth hour, that's not from midnight or something. What we do is we divide up our day into 12 equal parts. Now, the easiest way to do this is if we compute our day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., our 12 equal parts are going to be how many minutes per part? 60. That's going to be 60-minute hours. But if sunrise is at 5 a.m. and sunset is at 7 p.m., and we divide that up into 12 equal parts, the hour, the halachic hour, Shos Manios, are going to be longer than 60 minutes. They're going to be longer than 60 minutes. Let's assume 60 minutes for right now, for ease purposes, because we'll be able to run the computation. So that's what Shos Manios are. We'll call it halachic hours. I like that term, halachic hours. On a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, it happens to be 60 minutes per hour, per halachic hour also, but that is typically not the case. This morning sunrise was at approximately 6:28. Sunset is going to be, who knows, 5:30 or so approximately. So our halachic hours are shorter during the winter months, and they are longer than 60 minutes during the longer summer days. Okay, so that's concept number one. Concept number two is Mincha Gedola. What's Mincha Gedola? 6.5 hours into the day. Literally means the long, the big Mincha. 6.5 hours into the day is when the first time that we would daven Mincha. So on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, Mincha Gedola starts at what time? 12:30. That's Mincha Gedola. That would be 12:30, half hour after Chatzos, midday, which would be 12 on a 6 to 6 day. So Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours. Mincha Katana, how many hours into the day? 9.5 hours into the day. So on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, Mincha Katana is going to be at? What time? 3:30 in the afternoon. So 3:30 in the afternoon, Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours, Mincha Katana, 9.5 hours, and Plag HaMincha. Now we're going to get a little bit more difficult. An hour and a quarter after Mincha Ketana, or an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. What we do to compute Plag HaMincha is we take the 2.5 hours of Mincha Ketana, which is from 9.5 hours in the day until 12 hours, until the end of the day, and we divide it in two. Plag HaMincha, Plag means half. So half of the mincha is talking about halfway through mincha katana. Plaga mincha is 10 3/4 hours into the day. Mir Tashem, we will get back to those concepts very shortly. I want to take a step back to talk about when is the proper time to daven mincha. Well, we'll mention Shacharis and Mara, but we're going to talk about mincha. So we're going to take a step back. There's a very famous Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas Chafav, Amid Beis, that says that there are two views as who instituted or why. What's the basis for our institution of our tefillahs nowadays? What are the two views? View number one is the Avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram instituted which of our tefillahs? Shacharis. Yitzchak instituted which of our tefillahs? Mincha. And that leaves Yaakov, who instituted? Marav. And we have an interesting question. Then why do we have Musa? So we'll answer that of the other view. But it wasn't Musa, it was Marav. And the Gemara brings psukim for that Avram went out in the morning, Vashkem Avram Baboker, and it says that Yitzchak, he went out, Vayivka Bamakom, he went out in the afternoon, Lifnas Erev. And then it says by Yaakov that it was in the evening time also. Okay, the other view, not that the Avos Korbanos, that we actually have our tefillos because of the Korbanos. Which are the two Korbanos primarily that we're talking about? Korban, Tamichel, Shachar is the morning, Shachar Shacharit, Shachar means morning, and Korban Tamichel, Bein Ha'arbaim. So the morning, the afternoon, that's why we have Korban Tami, the daily sacrifice in the morning we have Shacharis. Daily sacrifice in the afternoon we have Mincha. And why do we have Mariv then? Because the fats and the limbs that were left over from all the sacrifices, and when was that burned? Throughout the night. So that's why Marav, we can daven throughout the night. Now, interestingly, just to talk about this manim a little bit, when it comes to Shacharis, when can we daven Shacharis? From morning, we won't get into ideally from Nates, won't get into the technicalities of when can you daven before. So ideally from Nates, we would daven. Okay, and then up until what time can we daven Shacharis? 4 hours, machlokis. What? Chatzos or 4 hours? It's machlokis. According to Rabbanan, it's up until chatzos ayam, which 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day would be 12 midday, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be 4 hours, which would be on a 6 to 6 day, 4 hours into the day, 10 o'clock in the morning, okay? We have to make tefillah b'tzibur with the Beis Knesset, with the yeshiva, but it could go up to 4 hours into the day.
And just to clarify, does that mean at 10 o'clock you have to be davening Shacharis?
Oh, such a good question. We're talking about your Shemoneh Esrei, and what Mir Tashem we're going to talk, so you'd have to get everything else in before that, and we will talk later if it means starting your Shemoneh Esrei or ending your Shemoneh Esrei. So we will get to that. What we were talking, great question, we're talking about your Shemoneh Esrei as tefillah. So everything has got to come before that. So that would be Shacharis. Is it Machlokas? Is it 4 hours? Is it Chatzos? Is it 6 hours? We Paskin, we should finish our Shacharis by 4 hours, unless something unusual came up, then we have up to Chatzos, up to 6 hours, but we're supposed to be finishing our Shemoneh Esrei by 6 hours into the day, ideally at Nate. So ideally we daven early in the morning, Shemoneh Esrei, when the sun rises. Okay, next, when it comes to Mincha, Mincha is a Machlokas. What's the Machlokas when it comes to the end time of Mincha? Start time, everyone agrees, 6.5 hours into the day. Half hour after midday, half hour after Chatzos Hayom, when it's starting to look like Bein Arbaim, when it's starting to look like afternoon, that's the start time for Mincha. What's the end time for Mincha? It's a Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? So according to Rabbanan, it goes up until the end of the day. No, according to Rabbanan, it goes up until... Switch the order on you. Up until Erev. We're going to have to define what that means. It goes up until evening. Shkia. We'll have to see if it means something else. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sofzman Mincha goes until Plaga Mincha. Very good. Now, an important principle here is that whenever the Zman of one tefillah ends, another tefillah begins. So as soon as Mincha ends, Mariv begins. Now that may not be the ideal time to daven Mir. So for example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Zman Mincha ends at 10 3/4 hours into the day, Plaga Mincha, Marav starts when? 10 3/4, after 10 3/4 hours. But that's not the Zman for Kriya Shema yet. So we still want to push it later, ideally, so we daven Kriya Shema at night. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would start Mincha before Plag, 10 3/4 hours, Marav after Plag, according to Rabbanan, before Erev, before, say, Shkia sunset, and Marav is after. Yeah?
When to have a break, like even if it's just a 5 minute hesed from.
Okay, so you know, the real reason to have a break is to have a real break. Like I remember when I was in law school, we used to have a 20 minute break. 20 minute would break. Why? Because we daven up until Shkia Mincha, and then have a 20 minute, 18-20 minute break because you want to try to push until Tzeisa Kochavim. And there are many definitions of Tzeisa Kochavim when the stars come out. When you see three stars, there are many definitions. You know, the famous one, Rabbi Nutam, 72 minutes after sunset is Tzeisa Kochavim. Or there are as early as, and we'll talk about it more, 13.5 minutes. So shuls try to push, if you can, 5 minutes. It's always nice to push it a little bit later, but that's still not getting you there for purposes of Kriya Shema. If you wait that 18, 20 minutes, then at least you have a valid opinion that you wouldn't have to repeat the Kriya Shema later. We should anyway when it's darker, but that's why. So the 5 minutes, it's nice. It's good. It's always good to learn Torah, but it doesn't help you for the Kriya Shema. Okay, so let's continue here. When it comes to the time for mincha, we mentioned that there are two times. There's mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Why? Why do we have both of those?
One is like the earliest time for the tummy sacrifice.
Very good. Rachmim's all over the sugya. So lemaisa, why are we davening mincha? We are davening mincha because we had the korban tamid shel bein arbaim, right? So we want to reflect. That just like the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim was brought in the afternoon, so too our Mincha is in the afternoon. Now, when did they bring that Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? They could have brought it. In theory, they could bring it at 6.5 hours. That is our Mincha Gedola. That's our Mincha Gedola. 6.5 hours, we can start davening Mincha. However, the vast, vast, vast majority of time, it was not brought until 9.5 hours in the day, because that korban tamid was supposed to be the last korban, was the last korban brought in the day, so they had to fit everything else in beforehand. So they had to, all the korbanos of the yechidim, of the individuals, of the tzibur, had to go before that. So they pushed the korban tamid, shel ben arbaim, the afternoon tamid, to 9.5 hours. So it's a discussion in the postgame, when should we be davening our mincha? At 6.5, or should we pushing it till 9.5 hours in the day? As we know in yeshiva here, mincha's at 1:15. That's a fairly common time for yeshivas. I daven at 1:15 in the Netzach Yisrael shul in Rechavia almost every day. 1:15. So that's mincha gedol or mincha katana? Mincha katana. Right, that's mincha katana. 1:15 is during the time of mincha katana. It's not at, mincha katana doesn't mean only at 6.5 hours. It means the time period starting at 6.5 hours going forward. Mincha gedola means 9.5 hours going forward. So if somebody is davening close to shkia, that's common in many shuls. 20 minutes before shkia, that is davening at the time of mincha gedola, not mincha. Mincha Katana, not Mincha Gedola. Was that clear?
Because that's midday one.
What's that?
Mincha Gedola is the midday one?
The way to remember it is Gadol. Mincha Gedola, Gadol, you have more time to daven. You're starting at 6:30, 6.5 hours. So Gedola is on a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, is at 12:30 p.m. At 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Mincha Gedola is at 6.5 hours into the day, and the day 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., if it's 6.5 hours, that is saying it starts at 12:30 p.m. So when we daven at 1:15, that is in the time of Mincha Gedola, not Mincha Katana. Mincha Gedola would be starting earlier, and it goes, Mincha Katana on a 6 to 6 day only starts at 3:30 in the afternoon, and goes all the way. Mincha Katana goes all the way till the end of the day. So it's not only at 6.5 hours and 9.5. It starts at 6.5 hours and go forward, and it starts at 9.5 hours Mincha Katana and goes forward. Okay, so where are we? Is it better to daven Mincha Gedola or Mincha Katana? Katana, what? That's actually, even though in theory they could have brought it at 6.5, but practically speaking, they would bring it at 9.5 hours in the day. Simon?
I'd say it depends. If it's the case of the Sibor, then it's whichever time you can get it. If you have both.
Well, assuming all else equal, if I have a choice,
you're not prolonging it, you can do it there and then.
If I, in other words, but if I can't get it later. If I can't. But all else equal, I can go now. I can go at the 1:15 minyan at Mincha Gedola, or I can go at the 6 o'clock Mincha, not nowadays, that's after Zman Mincha, but Mincha Katana, what should I do? So the Torah says as follows, Shizman Mincha Hu The time of Mincha is from 6.5 hours onward. In other words, the Torah doesn't care. You can go for Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours into the day. You can go for Mincha Katana, 9.5 hours a day. You can go the entire time from 6.5 hours in the day until the end of the time. It doesn't matter when you daven Mincha. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam agrees with, I forgot your name.
Michi.
The Rambam agrees with you. That's fairly good, right? So that's good to be at the Rambam. That the Rambam says as follows: Shamispalal achar sheishal sumechsa yatza. Somebody davens after at 6.5 and onward during mincha gedola yatza. What does the word yatza mean?
Bidyevet.
Bidyevet. It's less than ideal. It's bidyevet to daven at mincha gedola. One should daven at mincha. Kitana. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? We paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like the Rambam. Sorry, it was 50-50. Flip a coin. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin is as follows. Mishi ispalel tfilas ha-mincha la'achar bavshos u'mechs u'lamalek. Somebody who daven at 6.5 hours into the day, yatza. You fulfill the mitzvah, but it is bidi ebed. The ikar time for davening is from 9.5 hours into the day. Yeah, Micha. Good question. Okay, so let's keep on going, and then we'll try to answer that. Excellent question. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah will answer that for us. Where are we right now? We said, okay, Zman Mincha is starting from 6.5 hours in the day. It goes all the way until, according to Rabbi Yehuda, until 10.75 hours a day, Plaga Mincha, and then starts Marav. And according to Chachamim, it goes all the way to the end of the day. We'll say Shkia for now. And then it's time for Marav according to Chachamim. Okay, so that's Machlokas. Now we said, okay, Mincha Gedol, Mincha Ketana, which is the ideal time? According to the Torah, it doesn't matter. You can do either once, starting at 6.5 hours all the way to the end of the day. No problem davening, because according to the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that Mincha Ketana from 9.5 hours onward to the end of the day, that's the time when somebody should daven. And that is Lechatchila B'dievet from 6.5 hours into the day. So the Mishnah Berurah comes and makes an important comment on this. He says, all right, it's a Lechatchila to daven from Mincha Ketana 9.5 hours into the day. However, Imrotza Lechol, if somebody wants to eat something, if we have a mitzvah to do, davening Mincha, and we want to have a meal, what are you supposed to do first? Mincha, you're supposed to do the mitzvah first. What is yeshiva? 1:15 mincha, and then you go and you have the scrumptious seven-part meal, right? Seven-course meal. You don't want to have that seven-course meal before davening mincha, because you may never get back to davening because you're going to be so involved in your meal. So, imro tzelachol, if you want to eat, daven mincha first. Olat seis lederach, you want to travel. You want to take a tiyul, you have a trip to take, whatever it may be, you have a meeting, a business meeting, or sha'ata yachol ispal anitzib, or now you have the ability to make minyan, but later on you will not be able to make minyan. So these are all valid reasons to daven, even within the shita that it's preferable to daven, lechatchilas to daven mincha katana. If you have a good reason that you should be davening earlier, it becomes a lechatchila to daven earlier. Answer? Yeah.
With the meal thing, is that if it's your main set meal, or it has to be, even if it's like a part meal where you wash, or like what's the...
Good question. It's really, a small snack would be okay, but we're talking about a real meal. To have a real meal, you shouldn't be doing it before the mitzvah. Now, this comes up also when we have questions of tkiya shofar. Right, so tkiya shofar comes up with lots of mitzvahs that we have. Megillah, are you allowed to eat before doing the mitzvah?
Like
so in shul they say they have a kiddush. I don't know if they make an announcement, but don't eat too much. Don't make it a meal. Keep it a snack. So no, that's before. But we come. You should start it before chatzos.
The meal.
You should start it before chatzos. Yeah, so we're saying... and then you can continue. Okay, you'll be okay as long as you enjoy the food. Now the Orach HaShulchan says as follows: Af lechatchila yachol ispalel mincha gedola kishetzarichla. When you need to, you can also daven mincha gedola. Now he says something very fundamental here. He says typically when we say these phrases of lechatchila and bidieved, lechatchila means how it should be done. Means that's, says the Orach HaShulchan, that's how you have to do it. Lechatchila means you have to do it that way. We are not bidieved people. You can't do it in the bidieved way. However, when it is, comes to davening mincha earlier from mincha gedola, the Orach HaShulchan says these phrases mean something else. It means that all else equal, daven mincha ketana. But if all else is not equal, you have a reason that you should be davening mincha earlier, then it is a lechatchila to daven mincha gedola, the earlier mincha. So I will tell you as follows, that if you have a hectic job, all else is never equal. Meaning, always seize the opportunity to daven the early mincha, because you never know what's going to come up, especially in the shorter winter days when mincha time ends fairly quickly. I remember when I was working in Midtown Manhattan, 250 Park, and that was like around 46th Street, if I remember correctly. So there was a mincha, 46th Street, Jeremy? Yeah, right around 46th. So right up on 48th Street and Park, I think it was like a block and a half north of there, there was a stairwell minyan. Now, it sounds funny, but it's amazing how big these buildings are. So when you say a stairwell, you easily fit 50, 60 guys in like one stairwell, not going all the way up 60 flights, but like within one floor, within one floor you get 50, 60 guys. So we had a choice. I think it was like 1:40 p.m. and 2:30 p.m., two minyanim. New York is high security. You know, you have to go in and you have to explain and you have to be on the list and they have to call up and get permission, all this stuff. If you walk in at 1:40, so it's 1:38, 1:39, 1:40, 1:41, they know where you're going. You got a yarmulke on. You look like you got the look on. You're going straight for the stairwell. They don't even check you. You're going for minyan. I would always try to make the earlier one, even though those were both relatively early, but 1:40 versus 2:30, I would always try to get the 1:40, and then you have a fallback of the 2:30 if you didn't get the 1:40, because all else is never equal, because you never know what's going to come up. Now, there are people that have same jobs, and you can predict, they work from 9 to 5, and every day, no problem, that I can get out at 1:38 to make the 1:40 mincha, and I'll be back by 1:55, 2 o'clock, not a problem. Okay, if that's the situation, that the person is able to make it like that, that's great. But that's not the typical situation. So we should try to seize the opportunity, do the mitzvah, make the mincha. Now I'm talking about davening minyan. I dropped into talking about a minyan a little bit, but have that opportunity, you have it, that would be a reason to daven a little bit earlier. Okay, so our next question then is, when's really the end time that we can daven mincha? So what do we say before? It's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when's the end time for davening mincha? Plaga mincha, which is how many hours? 10 and 3/4 hours. So it's an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. According to Rabbanan, it's until Erev. Until Erev. So we need to define what does that mean, until Erev. What do you guys think? Last time for mincha, until evening. So it's, you gave two answers. Shkia means... Shkia means? Shkia means sundown. And Seisa Kochavi means? When nightfall, when the stars come out, when it's dark. Yeah. I couldn't hear. So in the Mishnah it says until Erev. And now we have to define what does Erev mean. That's for us to define it. So it happens to be indeed... It is a very broad and important machlokas. When Erev says that's the last time we can daven mincha, does that mean shkia, means sunset, when the ball of the sun has disappeared, or does it mean seisa kochavim, when the stars come out? The shita of the Gaonim, the shita of the Gra, is that it means shkia, sunset, that we can daven mincha up until sunset, we cannot daven mincha after sunset, that is the time that we start davening what? Maariv. As soon as mincha ends, Marv begins. On the other hand, Rashi says, Ad ha'erev, ad chashecha, until it is dark out. In other words, according to Rashi, we can daven mincha all the way up until tseisa kochavim, all the way until it is dark out, we can daven even though it's past sunset. As long as there's still, it's twilight, it's light a little bit out, according to Rashi, until dark, until tseisa kochavim, we continue davening mincha, and only thereafter is that the time for marav. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? No. We paskin tseisa kochavim. Your batting average has gone on. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, it says as follows, the Zman of Mincha, Ikar Zmana, the ideal time is 9.5 hours, Ad Halayla, to Rabban, according to Rabbanan. And until nighttime, according to Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's 10.75 hours, according to Rabbanan, it's until night, which means Tseisa Kochavim. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, Bidyevet, or b'shas adchak, if there's a time of need, we can daven mincha all the way up until laila, which means tseisa kochavim, when the stars come out. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Rama. Shulchan Aruch says, no problem daven mincha all the way up until tseisa kochavim, until night. And according to the Rama, b'shas adchak, if it's ideally by shkia, but if need be, we can go up all the way until night. Yeah, Avigdor.
Is the Rama b'dievet also become a lechatila if we're pressed to the jab?
No, it's a bidyevet. Meaning, if it's a time of emergency, he's letting us go up until nighttime, but that's a bidyevet situation. Yeah, it's not like it flips into lechatchila. That was bidyevet. Bidyevet, we can still fulfill the mitzvah. Yeah.
You may hold on until now, Tom, that you can daven mincha.
No, now we could. That was so we could keep on going. Yeah. Okay, let's keep on going. No one leave. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah. No one leave or fall asleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah. As follows, we are machmir, that we should indeed finish our, we should daven, I'm not going to say finish yet, we should daven before shkia. And that is the opinion of many achronim, that we should be davening our mincha by shkia and not until tseis hakochavim. Okay, so that's how, we're going to get back to this in a little bit. I want to just take a detour for on one point. And then we'll get back to this, how late can we really go? Because this comes up in the workplace. I wouldn't say common, it's like a common occurrence, but it does come up on occasion. That's something that you were stuck on and you couldn't get away, and you're stuck in that meeting, and before you know, you look at your watch and it's 3 minutes after sunset. Can you still daven mincha? So we're going to have to get back to that. The question for you now. We said it's a machlokas end time to daven mincha. According to Rabbanan, it is until erev, shkia, or tseisa kochavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is plag ha-mincha, 10.75 hours. So who do we paskin like? Here it's actually not a machlokas, I wouldn't say.
We put
some people daven. I remember I was in Toronto. Anyone here from Toronto? Okay, Toronto. I'll say it correctly. Toronto. In the summer months, what time is sunset? Like, how late does it get?
Nine
something is sunset. Guys in England, how late does sunset get? Hey, so it's earlier than Toronto, because Toronto is all the way. No, I mean, it could be much later. Anyone here from a place that it's much later than Daniel? How late? Calgary.
I don't know how late skis and how late
skis. How late does Tase get? 10:50, like almost 11 o'clock p.m. Okay. So fairly late. That is something. So who do we paskin like here? So the Gemara asks this question, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin that the end time is at shkia, well, ad ha'erev, according to Rabban or like Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara tries to prove it both ways. And the end of the day, it brings a proof to Rabbi Yehuda, brings a proof to Chachamim, proof to Rabbi Yehuda that it's 10.75, proof to Chachamim that it's until evening. And then the Gemara says, you know what, we don't have a proof either way. Da'avid kamar avid, or da'avid kamar avid. If you want to do like Rabbi Yehuda, do like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to do like Chachamim, do like Chachamim. It's very strange, Gemara. You know, just choose who you want to do like. But the poskim say something very important for us. It says you can choose who you want to be like, but be consistent. Be consistent. Now, What does that mean, be consistent? Now, I had this issue when I flew in from Israel and I flew into Toronto. I mentioned Toronto before. Flew into Toronto, and there's something called jet lag when you fly from Israel to the United States of America, like Toronto. The jet lag. So I was concerned, what if I am not going to be awake for the later minyan? Like if it's at Mincha, would be at 9 o'clock at night, and Marav at 9:20 or something like that, I can daven and plog. So my brother-in-law was going to plog Mincha and Marav, but I'm not a plog person. I always daven Marav after nighttime, and Mincha I daven 1:15, or there are occasions that I daven it right before Shkia. So does that mean I cannot go one day at plog, daven Mincha before plog? Mincha before plog is no problem. Can I daven Marav right after plug, is that a problem or not? Because I have to be consistent. But I'm making a condition just for today that I'm going to do like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Lamaisa, the poskim say our default is I have to be either a Rabbi Yehuda person or a Rabbanan person, which means what? I can always daven Mincha whenever I want to early, but if I daven my mincha like Rabbanan up until Shkia, or let's say Shkia, if I daven my mincha up until Shkia, I cannot daven for my convenience a Marav before Shkia because it's convenient for me because I'm a paskin like Rabbanan. And conversely, if I am a Rabbi Yehuda person and a makbid that my mincha is always before plag and my Marav then I daven afterward, I can't then start sliding a little bit and davening my mincha after plag, because that's no longer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, zman mincha. I have to be consistent. Now, poskim say certainly you have to be consistent in the same day. In the same day, I can't daven mincha like Rabbanan after plag and daven marav like Rabbi Yehuda before Shkia. I can't do that. And I can't go out of order. I can't daven the Marav first and like the daven the Marav like Rabbi Yehuda and the Mincha like Rabbanan out of order. For sure I can't do that. But I can daven between Mincha and Shkia, both my Mincha and Marav. That is picking and choosing. But even different days, I have to be consistent. Either one day I can't do like Rabbi Yehuda and daven my Marav early before Shkia, and the next day do like Rabbi Yehuda, do like Rabbanan and daven my Mincha up until Shkia. That's not going to work. Now, it happens to be that there are times we can make exceptions. There are times. It's not the worst thing. For example, when do we make a very prominent exception? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, as we know, during the summer months, many shuls say, you know what, it's too late. People want to start Shabbos early. You can do the mitzvah to have Shabbos. Keeping the kids awake that late Friday night to sit down at the table at 9 o'clock at night, that's a real challenge. So we are makel Erev Shabbos. I was once I was in Los Angeles once, and there was a very world-renowned Rosh Yeshiva there, and he was in his year of Avelus over a relative, and he had to fly out, and he was going to be missing Marav. He was going to be missing the normal Marav. So we made a special Mincha Marav for him, Mincha before plag, Marav after plag. That was an exception. There are times that things come out that we can be lenient on that. So when I was in Toronto at that time, I did daven with my brother-in-law at plag, even though I'm a Rabbanan person, I daven Marav afterward, after Tseis, but in that case, because I was concerned that I wouldn't be fully alert, I may sleep through the later Marav, I did daven early. You have to be careful to repeat the Kriya Shema. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. How do we paskin? I do want to talk about, very importantly, how late can we push it? Right, we've said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha can go till 10 3/4 hours. According to Rabbanan, they can go either until Shkia is one opinion, or Tzeis HaKochavim is another opinion. The Achronim say we should be machmir only up until Shkia. There's a Gemara in Brachos Chavtes Amud Beis that is going to shed some light on it. So first, I'm going to tell the story that happened to my wife. We moved out to Los Angeles from New York. We started in New York, moved out to Los Angeles, and she had a job at a valuation firm that valued privately held companies, brick and mortar companies that made bricks, that made tires. And she, as part of her job, she had to go visit various companies, get information on the companies, and they would put valuations together to these companies. One example was if Caltrans was expanding the highway and they were taking land away from businesses, taking away McDonald's parking lot or something, they would go in and value the company before and afterwards. So that was a function they had. So one time, she had to go down to San Diego. San Diego is a nice place. It's the it's where SeaWorld is located. Shamu is no longer there, unless you guys haven't heard. Shamu has been put out of business by... okay, we won't get into politics. In any case, SeaWorld is down there, but she wasn't going to SeaWorld. She was going to visit a company. 3 hours to go from Los Angeles to San Diego. Partway down, she was picking up a senior executive in the company, small company, 10 people. He was in his 70s. His name was Jim, not Jewish. They're on the way down. She drove partway, got into his car. They drove the rest of the way down. They're on the way back, and she had computed she'll be able to daven mincha on the way back. Shouldn't be a problem. Get stuck on the 405 freeway. Who is here familiar with the 405 freeway? It's a parking lot during rush hour, right? So it's a parking lot. So she's on the way back. She's watching the sun. Now, Jim was the type of guy that could talk and talk and talk and talk. So she's thinking, you know, I could probably get my mincha in, and he won't even realize. So that she's like, okay, sun is setting. I'm in a jam. I'm with Jim. But what happens if he takes an air break, you know, and asks me a question or something? It happens in a blue moon. But if he asks me something while in my shmona esrei, it's going to be a problem. Jim's driving. She's in the passenger seat. So she said, you know, this isn't good because maybe I'll get by it, maybe not. It's fair. It's maybe 8 minutes he could go without, 6 minutes, 8 minutes without breathing. He could keep on talking. So she said, you know, Jim, there's a rest stop. Do you mind if we stop? I have my afternoon prayers. And Jim said, that's great. Absolutely. Let's take a stop over. He was very impressed. I don't know, it's got to be a difficult thing saying to the senior guy in your firm, you won't have to pray. Do you mind if we stop over? But she did it. It worked great. He was very impressed that she takes time every day to daven mincha. Okay, let's keep on going. So the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Laite Allah b'marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse somebody who would daven when the rays of the sun were glimmering, meaning when the sun was setting. This is one Gemara. There's another Gemara that says a little bit differently, but in any case, my time, what's the problem of pushing it so late that you're davening? Apparently, it's talking about Shkia. Because you may. Yeah. Very good. The Gemara tells the language is Dilma Mitra Faleshata. Maybe you're going to forget. Maybe something will occur. Something you pushed it too late. Now, the Morgsia says this is talking about somebody who's davening Biachidus, without a minion. If you're davening with the Tzibur, you're davening with a minion, certainly that's common. 15 minutes, 20 minutes before sunset, get together, daven. But if you're davening b'chiyudus anyway, why did you wait? Daven earlier. Don't push it so you may have a problem. So, as we mentioned before, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, say you can daven up until nighttime. Daven up until tzeis. The Shulchan Aruch says you can daven up to tzeis, no problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. There are poskim, many poskim that disagree. Yesh poskim rabim shacholkim. There are many poskim that disagree. V'datam shetfilas amincha hurak kodem shkia sachama. And their view is that despite the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah who says b'shas adchak, you can daven b'dievet up until nighttime, says the Mishnah Berurah, many poskim disagree and we should only daven up until when? Up until? Shkia. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, up until shkia. Therefore, he says, "V'lechachen lechatchila tzarechodam lechatchila." We have to be very careful to daven only up until shkia. We'll see if he means to finish or just to start Yishmon Esrei in a little bit. Then he continues, "A bidyeved, a real shasatchak. You can continue later than that, but it is less than ideal." Okay, so Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question about davening after shkia, and he says, "Debelo shasatchak." If it's not a real time of need, ein lahakel acharei shkia, you cannot be makel. You have to daven by shkia. The Chazon Ish said as follows: imishar. If you estimate that you're not going to be able to finish your shmona esrei by shkia, if you're not going to be able to finish your shmona esrei by shkia, do not bother starting. Shkia, do not bother starting. What would you do then? Tashlumin. You daven two Shmona Esrei's Marav, first one being Marav, second one Mincha, to make up. In other words, the Chazon Ish is telling us you already missed the boat. You missed Zman Tefillah. You need to be able to daven and finish by the time of Mincha. Now, there are poskim who are more lenient. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, "Bidyeved yachol ispala ad chetzi shah yosel achar shkia." You can daven up until a half an hour after shkia. He says, then it does depend on the geography and the latitude and the longitude and the time of year and all these other variables that I don't understand. But nonetheless, he says you do have wiggle time after a half hour. He goes up until, depending with all the conditions, after shkia. Daniel, a question? I don't know. Apparently, we would say the same thing in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a little bit wiggle room, I haven't seen anyone talk about it. But why would you have that issue? You wouldn't even have the issue because you just daven. If you will have to daven marav early, you're saying. I'm going to punt on that. Great question. Yeah.
Say you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because you left off for Rosh Chodesh, but now the Tom started at Shkia or whatever, and now you've got to repeat it. What do you do?
Okay, well, we'll do it a different line. Bekitzer, I'll just tell you, the default is that your mincha, assuming you missed the mincha, is going to be the same as the marav. But it's a whole sugi into itself. It's a great question. Okay, now... this is, to me, the bottom line, because we have the opinion that says you don't bother starting. We have the opinion of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that says a half hour after. What I've always used is the psak, and Rav Eliashiv gives this psak also, of that you can go up until 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And the reason for that is that there is an opinion that the earliest zman of Tzeisa Kochavim is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Why? So it has to do with Astira in two Gemaras, but Bekitzer, 18 minutes is a meal. And the one sheet is that three quarters of a meal is when Tzeisa Kochavim is. So in other words, three quarters of 18 minutes is 13 and a half minutes. That would be the end of the day. Bein HaShemashes, twilight would go from Shkia up until 13 and a half minutes. After Shkia, that would be the drop dead time that we can no longer... daven mincha. So if I've ever had that situation, and I'll talk about it in a little bit, when I did have that situation, I would daven mincha up until 13 and a half. The next question is, does that mean starting or stopping? Shmona Esrei, right, Jeremy? We'll talk about it in a little bit. I'm not sure. I didn't see what Rav Eliashiv said in that starting or stopping. It said davening. So I'm not sure. So that would be an important guideline. That would be an important balama. This also applies, by the way, guys, when it comes to washing for the third meal on Shabbos. If you're running late, can you not wash anymore because it's after Shkia? I would use the same calculus as up to 13 minutes. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, you could still wash and eat the Suda Shlishis on Shabbos. Okay, so next, to get back, we've dabbled in it. Does that mean we have to start or finish our Shmoneh Esrei? So this, as usual, is an important machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, we should be finishing our Shmona Esrei, like we saw in the Chazanish. We have to, more, the Chazanish says, don't even bother starting if you're not going to finish. Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, you need to finish your Shmona Esrei by Shkia. The Eishel Avram says, you need to just start. And the Orach HaShulchan says, you need to just start your Shmona Esrei by that time. I don't know what we'd say in the 13 and a half minutes. You're already in the 13 and a half minutes, so you're already B'dievet. I don't know if we can build another Kula on that to say, okay, I just need to start. It may be that you have to finish. I don't know. Okay, next important question is, what's preferable? And this happens. This does happen. Davening with the minyan after Shkia or davening b'yechidus before Shkia? I had this once when I was in camp in Philadelphia, and two friends and I went, I was in camp in the Poconos, and we went to Philadelphia for a day. A couple hours, back and forth, so we went to Mincha in Shul, and they're telling us in Shul, don't worry, we'll have a minyan. I'm looking at my watch, and there are three people plus us three. That makes six. To me, that indicated it's not a very strong minyan, because there are only three people there, because we came out of the blue. And we had this decision to make, should we daven b'yechidus? They're telling us it's going to be a minyan, but it's going to happen after Shkia, likely, because we're 2, 3, 5 minutes before Shkia, and it's getting later and later. Should we daven b'yechidus or wait in the hopes of getting a minyan after Shkia? The Mishnah Berurah paskens that indeed we should daven b'yechidus before Shkia because that's the proper time rather than davening after Shkia with the minyan. There are poskim that disagree. The Nodeb Yehuda disagrees. He says you should wait for the minyan, have a minyan after Shkia, even though it's after Shkia, because the minyan is something special, so it's preferable to wait for the minyan. Rav Sternbach, in his Tshuvas Van Hago, says that you should poskim like the Mishnah Berurah. It's preferable to daven in the right time rather than waiting for a minyan. However, he doesn't say a major corollary to that. If you live in a place that will cause you to daven without a minyan for an extended amount of time, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is, you're working on it and you fly out to some place and you're stuck there for a couple months and you have a choice between davening b'yechidus or davening after shkia, but with the minyan, he says, if it's that's the issue, it's preferable to daven with the minyan even after shkia. So if it's one off, it happens to be daven b'yechidus, but it's not good to daven without a minyan for an extended amount of time. I just have 3 minutes to finish. I'm going to take questions afterwards. L'maisa the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Shgrur says we have to be very careful about davening on time. And he talks to people who are in the workplace. He says, I know people are not strict about this. There are workers out there that are nichshalim, but they do not pay attention to this. They do push past Shkia, and we have to be very careful. So what I want to end up with are 4 points to bear in mind. Okay, number one, if you have the type of job that is hectic, that you never know what's going to happen, point number one is daven early. Get mincha in. We have a mitzvah to do. Get in early. Don't risk missing that opportunity. Number two, put technology to work for us. It is easy nowadays to have reminders. We don't have to try to bear it in mind. I have a friend, and this is old, antiquated technology. You put it in his calendar on his computer. He had two minchas, and he would put it in the first one, and he keeps snoozing the message that comes up, the reminder on his computer that comes up. He'd snooze, till he actually went to the second one if he missed the first one. I have the greatest smartphone in the world right here. It's very smart. What it does, five, mentioned this in the past, it has five clocks on it, five alarm clocks. Number one is wake up in the morning. Number two, I have another wake up in case I would go through the first one, heaven forbid. Number three is when to say brachas and shul. Number four is mincha. Number five is marav. Get one of these. These are great if they still sell them. Five alarm clocks. So that's number two, is get technology to work for you. Set your clock, set your alarm, etc. Number three, have people remind you. Somebody can remind you also. I got an email from Harry Rothenberg, an attorney in New York. He says, my receptionist and filing clerk, neither are Jewish, will buzz me if I haven't joined the minyan in my conference room by the time it starts at 4 p.m. They'll tell me that, quote, it's time for minka. Okay, so that's number three. Have people remind you. And number four, we need to pre-plan. We need to plan our day around knowing we're going to have to make mincha. What Harry again does when he has depositions or anything in the office, he tells the opposing counsel up front, I got to go at 4. They have mincha in their office. I got to go at 4, just so you know. He always brings extra sidurim in case the person is Jewish. Invite him. They can fight with each other up until 1 minute to 4, and then they're going to go daven together and make a minyan. And then 4:15, they can go and attack each other once again. But you need that 15 minutes to get along. Guys, have a wonderful week. We're out of time, so I will take any questions outside.